Gammony Guy. Oh, thick Gammony Guy is so droll, that if he's at home be the hath, or we voke out o' door, he's the soul of the meeting for antics and math. It a cast off the thoughts of ill luck, as the water's a shot from a duck. It a zing where his neighbours would cry, it a laugh where the rest o' us would sigh. No other so merry a face in the place as Gammony Guy. And a working days, oh, he'd a wear such a funny round hat, you might know it, wi' a brim all a strout round his hair, and his glistening eyes down below it, and a quat wi' broad skirts that a vlee in the wind of his wake round his knee, and a pair of girt pockets like bags, that the swing and the bob at his legs, will math to wake out drew the place in the face of Gammony Guy. And if a do go overgrown with new soul ver to greet wi' his words, the face on do look up and down and round un so quick as a bird's. And if a do fall in wi' volk, why, tidn't for want of a joke if he don't send em on from the place wi' a smile or a grin on their face. And the young wi' the world have a heard a kind word from Gammony Guy. And when a do whistle or hum without thinking o' what he's a-doing, he'll be at his own legs for a drum and bob his guy head to the tune. And then you might see, atween whiles, his face all alive wi' his smiles, and his guy breathing bosom to rise, and his mouth to sheen out of his eyes. And at last, to have prize or have blame is the same to Gammony Guy. When I drove his old cart out and broke the nut of the wheel at a butt, there were worse things, he cried wi' a joke, to grieve at than cracking a nut. And when I tipped over a load of his reed sheaves one day on the road, then I spat in his hands out his sleeves and whistled and flung up his sheaves, as very few others can wag yarm or lag but Gammony Guy. It were wi's one night when the band were a-come for to gie us a hop, and he pulled Grammar out by the hand, all down drew the dance from the top. And Grammar did hobble and squall wi' Gammon a-lead in the ball, while Gammon did shake up his knee and his voot and zing, "Diddly dee!" And we laughed ourselves all out of breath at the mouth of Gammony Guy. When our ton were a voyer, a rod out to help us, and made us sich fun, for a clum up to drive in a wad of wet thorns to the hath from the ton, and there it had stamped wi' his voot to push down the thorns in the zoot, till at last down the chimley's black wall went the wad and poor Gammon and all. And safe on the hearth, wi' a grin on his chin, pitched Gammony Guy. All the house dogs do waggle their tails, if they do but catch sight of his face, and the horses do look over riles, and a wicker to zeen at the place. And he'll always bestow a good word on a cat or a whistling bird, and even if culver's de coo, or an owl is a-crying, "Hoo, hoo!" where he is, there's always a joke to be spoke, be Gammony Guy.